peace and blessings to you, family. Wow. It's been such a long time since I've done this. And funny enough, I have a friend, shout out to Ndozo, who has really been on my case about recording an episode and releasing an episode. And before I even start, I really just want to say shout out to Ndozo, because I guess I didn't realize how, you know, important it was that I do record something. I guess what I'm trying to say is I didn't realize how many people actually consistently listen and actually looked forward to these episodes. And Doz has been on my case since last year, like at school. She's like, "GU, like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?" And it's so important to have those kinds of friendships in your life, and those kind of people who kind of, you know, can fortify you even when you're not really sure what you're doing, even when you're in a period of darkness, of not really being able to see the full vision of what you're capable of. And, you know, it's just so important to have those people who kind of anchor you and remind you of your greatness, you know, remind you of your gifts, remind you of your talents, remind you of the importance of your presence in all of the spaces that you take up. And so I just wanted to say shout out to Ndozo for the constant motivation, and I hope that you will be happy to hear this episode. I'm actually literally dedicating this one to you. So it's been a minute, hey? It's been a minute. Oh, wow. I honestly did not even think. I honestly, there was a possibility that I would not come back to this. And That's what I want to talk about a little bit in today's episode, which is just going to be titled Seasons, because I genuinely do feel like I'm in a period of life where I need to be comfortable with the idea of seasonality, of different experiences. I don't know how I can explain it, but I think far too often I get caught up in the cycle, and it often feels like everything that is a possibility has to be achieved within a very minute period of time, and everything is limited. So what I'm trying to say essentially is, oftentimes it feels like a race to get everything that I see for myself just accomplished. And it's very silly, because that's just not how life works. And I know this, which just makes it even more silly. But I feel like as of late, it's really been something that I've been forced to experience physically, and it's just been manifesting in my life, this concept of seasonality, and this concept of there will be different outcomes for every different stage, you know. And it's kind of like, I'm just going to use school, because I've been inundated with school. That's another thing. I will get into that as well. But it's kind of like when you're writing or you're preparing for a test, right? Like when you're preparing for a test, like you don't usually start with the past papers, right? You don't usually start with doing that because you first want to go through your revision. You're going to go through different stages of your studying. Maybe you'll first, you know, go to a study group. Maybe you'll study with other people first, gather your notes, make sure that you understand the concepts. Then maybe you'll write down your notes for yourself in a nice little book. You know, so like there's different stages, you know, before then you can do the practice test, and then it's finally time for the test, and then, you know, that's the final stage. But there's different stages to life. And I feel like with the podcast, I almost didn't come back to it because I almost told myself that maybe it's just something that needed to be done for a little bit, you know. Maybe I was needed for a good time and not a long time, you know. But I think a lot of that had to do with, okay, let me talk about why I was gone for so long. Because it all ties into the idea of seasonality, and I'm in this really weird season of my life, and it feels very much like a constant survival mode, if I'm being honest. It feels very much like a constant survival mode, and it's just so weird because when I left and first started school, I was just in such a different state of mind. Like, it's just so crazy how much things can change, you know. I was in a different state of mind. I was literally on the verge of, you know, I was like making, okay, how can I say this? I was in a very creative state of mind, let me put it like that, you know. I think by then I had already kind of taken a step back from the podcast, but I was still making soaps, I was making waste beads, like I was just in a creative state of mind, and I felt very fruitful, if I can say, about the possibilities of my future, which it's not that I don't, but I think when you get to school, it's just such a different environment. And it's such a different season of life. And I remember when I first came, I struggled with the idea because when it comes to the idea of university, I personally do feel like it's becoming an outdated concept. However, with that being said, when you live in a country like South Africa, you don't have a choice, no. And time to play is fucked up. So obviously, I have to get my degree, right? But I think it just, or at least have to try. That's what I'm doing. Let me rather say that because life will show you flames. Right, and I think it's just such a different season, you know, of my life. And it's like, you know, when you just have to put your head down into the ground and you just have to work and you just have to get it done and you just have to persevere and you just have to focus. That is what I feel like my life has been for the past, you know, since I started. And I think it has a lot to do with my personality type in general. I think I'm quite type A. So whenever I do something, I want to be like all in and, you know, very focused on that. And to an extreme point sometimes where it's like, hey, dude, you can chill, you know, like you can just relax. but yes, so I think that's been a part of why I've been gone. You know, that's honestly that's the biggest factor about why I've been gone. It's just the stage of life that I'm in now. Like I didn't expect it to take so much of my time, you know. It doesn't also help that, you know, work as well, like working, you know, in the RC, and there's a lot going on. So I think that's been the biggest thing. It's just not, genuinely not even having the time to do the things that, your love, which I don't like that, you know. And I'm realizing that it's a bit of a cop-out for me, you know, to have been gone this long and, you know, say it's due to all these things. But I will take it as a much needed, you know, hiatus, and I'm okay with it. But I just mean in the sense of, you know, it can't be that I literally give my entire life, like I work, I wake up early, I'm up studying, like I give everything to this institution, you know, also working. It's a, that job is like it's all over the place, and it's a lot of work, and it can't be that I give so much of myself to this institution or to these institutions, yet I am comfortable with, you know, neglecting my own projects, neglecting my own dreams, neglecting my own gifts, you know, and being comfortable with not nurturing them. I realized how much of a problem that is, you know. And I think also when you're in the school environment, it's very easy to get caught up in this kind of, you know, kind of corporate kind of mindset, you know, like. And I think that's also been a thing for me where I'm just going to be brutally honest, like, to me this whole school thing, I'm just like it's very suspicious. And I always, you know, I always try to make criticisms about, you know, university and the schooling system, I always try to make them with great care, because at the end of the day, I understand how much of a privilege it is, you know, especially in a country like South Africa. So I will never make light of the situation when I know that I'm in a position that a lot of people, you know, for them, they would have much rather been in this situation. And I don't regret it or anything like that. But I make criticisms of it because it's important to, as you're going through things, and it doesn't mean that now you can't do it. Some things you have to do in life. But I believe that it's still important to make criticisms and to observe as you go along, you know. And to just make criticism so that you have an understanding of where you're going or what you're being prepared for at school. Because it's preparing me for something. You know, that's one thing I've noticed. I'm very self-aware when it comes to how things are working. And I think that's why I've been just so focused on school. And I don't want to spend more time than I need to here, you know. And I think that goes for every student. Every student kind of feels like that. And it's just a part of seasons, you know. It's a part of seasons, and it's a part of doing things in their time, you know. I think it's the Bible verse. It's 3 Ecclesiastes, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, I'll just say that. That tells us that there's a time for everything. There's a time to reap and there's a time to sow, a time to laugh and a time to cry. And I really love that verse, and I know I've just very, very grossly, you know, summarized it now, but the essence of it, the essence of there being a time under the sun provided for everything, it's a word that I want to encourage myself as well as everyone, you know, to really hold steadfast to. And, you know, I think also one thing that we underestimate is the grand continuity of this entire universe and of everything that happens, you know, around us and in our lives. There's this grand continuity that is happening. And even when it feels like things are not going the path or they're not going the course, literally when things are falling apart, they could literally be falling into place, which is, it's something that never fails to kind of amaze me, you know, about life. And it's in the stories of people that you hear, you know, in the stories of failure and redemption, which you know, in this school environment you're surrounded a lot with. It's a very challenging, I would dare to even say toxic environment at times, you know, that puts you in a constant state of you know, fear of survival, fear of being good enough, fear of being the best. Because sometimes being good enough is not even good enough, you know. Sometimes you need to be the best just to be considered, you know, to be picked, you know. And that's a very, you know, does it have its benefits? Maybe. But overall, that's a very toxic and strenuous environment, you know, to constantly be in. And so it's really important to always keep in mind, especially when you're in that kind of environment, you know. I know I have a lot of young listeners as well, you know, or even if you're, because I know it, I don't have this belief that it gets easier, you know. I believe that whatever you're preparing yourself for is what you're going to go into. So that's why I think, that's why I said it's very important just to be conscious at all times and to question and to say, is this what I want? Like, what can I take from this and what can I actually just leave behind? Because I don't need to be this stressed out all the time. You understand what I'm saying? So in this environment, before I lose my train of thought again, I just caught it. It's very important to have that grand, that understanding of the grand continuity of everything, and to never lose sight of the bigger picture, to never lose sight that when it's winter, it doesn't mean that there's no sun. You understand what I'm saying? When it's summer, it doesn't mean that we'll never get a break from the sun. It doesn't mean that it's just going to be hot forever. And it's about how we can work with nature and not apart from it, how we can work with our lives, how we can work with the people around us, how we can work with the roles that we've been upheld to, you know, and put into, and how we can respect them and nurture them and make the best out of those opportunities. I think that's the best we can do, you know. That's the best that I have been able to try to do, and it's not been easy, you know. I'd be lying if I said that. But I just wanted to come back to this space because I needed to actually show myself that I believed in all of these words that I've been saying. You know, when I talk about failure and how it's a gift and shame and all of these things, I am facing them, you know. I'm facing them, and I'm trying to do it as gracefully as possible. And in the process of doing so, I don't want to neglect, you know, a community that I have truly tried and worked so hard to build. And so I think this honestly just serves as a reminder to everyone, myself included, to embrace the seasons of life. I read an incredible book in my grade 12 year, called Pilgrimage at Tinker Creek, and it's by Annie Winkle or something along those lines. An incredible book. The way that it's written, it's literally like there's a world being created with every single word, and those are the best kinds of books. An incredible book. And you know, she it's basically exploring this woman, a biologist, I believe, and she writes in that kind of fashion as well. So you can imagine everything is very intense. It's a mouthful, you know. That's how I feel about biology. It's often a beautiful, chaotic mouthful of a masterpiece. And that's what the book is. And it's just about her journey, you know, on a pilgrimage. And most of the book is just her, is just between her. It's a dialogue between her observations and her observations, actually. Yet it is one of the most rich books that I've ever read. So it really emphasized to me the importance of working with life, working with yourself, working with the people around you, working essentially with the season in life that you're in, you know, working with the delays that come in and that often feel like just blocks. And sometimes it's not even delays. Sometimes we are literally on course to everything, but maybe it just feels like it's not fast enough, you know? Or we're just getting frustrated because now we're seeing that other people are getting to similar destinations in different ways than we had anticipated us going into, you know? And now you start wondering, okay, maybe I need to do things a different way. Maybe I need to, like, because I need to speed it up. But sometimes all that's needed for you to do is just to stay the course, because you're literally 5 minutes away from your destination, and all you had to do is just stay the course, you know? And that's just what I'm trying to tell myself. I think what I'm realizing is, in order to be able to try to focus on the bigger picture of life and remember that everything is a period of seasons, it's important to actually have those seasons as broken up, individualized parts. So you need time for rest. Like, you need a season where, you know, you're working your ass off, but you also need a season where you're resting. You need a season where you're not focused on, you know, logical things. You're just creative and you have an opportunity to be creative. You need a season where you have an opportunity to love, you know. So I think the only way to kind of do it, I'm feeling, you know, because I'm trying to figure this out with everyone, but I feel as though the only way to do it is to make sure that there are tangible expressions of every part of your soul. There's an outlet for it to come out and to be realized, essentially, you know, so that you're not suppressing any parts of yourself. I'm feeling really good. I've just been on recess for about a week, so I feel quite rested, even though, you know, it's still busy, still a lot of things to do. But I think the first 3 days I literally just slept, and I'm not even kidding, I was in bed for the first 3 days of the break. And although I don't, you know, usually like to do that, and it's something that for whatever reason, it's just like it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal. But for whatever reason, I needed that rest, clearly, because my body just said no, you know. So it's important to take that time whenever you can, so that you can actually be in a state to just step back and, you know, because for me to just even be in a mind state to record, I would have never done this if, you know, there wasn't a break, you know. I was already hesitant about it in general, you know, also just the social media thing, like, it goes back to the time, you know, like, I don't have the time to post, and I'm not even really on social media like that, and I don't want to be on social media just, you know, for whatever. But all I'm saying is I wouldn't have even had the ability, you know, to just say, actually, I feel good enough to record an episode if I didn't give myself that time to rest, because I wouldn't have been able to extend myself beyond the season that I'm in right now, which is obviously requiring a lot of me, you know. And sometimes it's good to do that so you can grow within your seasons and also extend beyond them when you need to. But I think that's gonna be it for me for today, guys. A very short one, but I just wanted to kind of I'm still around, and I'm okay, and I'm figuring things out, and I really hope that you all are as well. You're always in, you know, my thoughts, and you're always in my prayers and in my passings, you know. And I think sometimes it's good just to also be reminded that I don't do this for myself, you know. So thank you, Tintozo, for being that friend that encouraged me and pushed me out of hesitancy, you know, back into doing something that I actually really, really enjoyed doing. It's so nice. Like, now that I'm doing it, I'm like, why haven't I recorded in so long? It's very nice, you know, and I was doubting myself, and that's human, and I'm also in a different season, and that's also fine. But I'm thankful and grateful for the push back into the light. And that will be it for me, you guys, for this time. Stay well, stay blessed, and I'll talk to you next time on A Word with Guguletu.